live, and for those of you just tuning in to the program here in hour number two, first hour, we have a call from TSA George, who actually is no longer with the TSA, so we'll just have to call him something else. He was actually talking about how he left the TSA, and finally, after 11 years, the final straw had dropped, and he called it quits. He's now driving for Uber, actually, in the D.C. area, which is very cool. So if you're looking for a ride in D.C. and you're using the Uber service, there's a good chance that George may be picking you up, which is very cool. And that ended up leading into a topic later on about prisons. Just somebody happened to call and wanted to talk about that. And I would guess being a TSA agent might be slightly better than being a corrections officer.
What do you mean better?
Like, as far as the job, you know, you're dealing with average people as opposed to criminals. You don't have to strip search anybody typically at the TSA. I mean, yeah, you are still patting people down, but to me, the TSA is a lighter version of a prison shakedown, you know, where you have to bend over and cough and do all that stuff, get completely naked.
You know, I don't know that I even agree. I don't agree with what you say, I don't think. The fact is the TSA agents are dealing with people who are far more surly. You know, people who believe they're free, having to go through that little checkpoint there in East Germany that encapsulated in every airport across America. You know, those people are going to be pretty surly. You're really messing with their day. These are people that are used to living their lives. Convicts have every expectation that they're going to be messed with, moment by moment.
Yeah.
I think a prison probably, generally the sort of atmosphere isn't so great when you have to look at it and everything, but that TSA checkpoint's got to be a nasty place, unpleasant place to work, in my opinion. This is one of the things about government jobs that tends to drive out the good, productive folks, is that they just can't handle it. George left. He just didn't want to be disciplined for having basically not taken the shoes off of an 80-year-old man on a flight that was hot-listed because of a guy who had who wasn't even on the flight. You know, he had bought a ticket and then changed his ticket to a different day. Mm. So, I mean, it's just this crazy, stupid bureaucracy.
Well, there's bureaucracy at both locations.
Yeah, there absolutely is.
But what we were talking about toward the end of the last hour, and you're welcome to call in and share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE, is how would the prison system, for lack of a better term, this supposedly rehabilitating, correcting system, which, of course, doesn't do any of those things today for the most part, how would that system be different if there were no single monopolistic state around, if we actually had some level of competition out there for prisons? Now, you suggested, Mark, that maybe prisons could sort of offer themselves as a service to someone who has been convicted of a crime to, you know, let this person know that, hey, you can come over here to Joe's prison, and we've got decent food, and you can work at these types of jobs, and you can make a little bit of money over here, or you can go over to Jane's prison, and she's got these sorts of, you know, services that are better than Joe's prison, etc., to have them sort of compete for the prisoners and the money. But another question or another issue I think that's worth bringing up here is, and Dr. Mary Ruart addresses this in her book, Healing Our World, which is a great book, talking about, well, shouldn't the prisoner also be paying for their own imprisonment?
Absolutely.
In that, you know, if they're working, because you would want the prisoners to be productive in there rather than just sitting in a cell. So if the prisoner is working then and getting a paycheck, some of that money could be going to restitute a victim. Some of that money can be going to the overhead of keeping them in the prison, so prison operations, and a smaller portion could go into a savings account for the prisoner for when they get out. That would be pretty a nice setup, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, I think it is. I think that the prison, you know, there's going to be some people that just refuse to work.
And in that case, they would get a bare minimum of, sustenance or whatever. Yep. If you're working, you get a decent meal. If you're not working, you get a sustenance kind of meal.
What
right?
are we talking about here? Are we talking about a bowl of gruel every once in a while supplemented with some chicken cartilage?
A
fenced-in area with a lean-to to keep the sun off? I mean, is that what we're talking about? I mean, that's sustenance.
That's not what I would want to see, but that's another question. Would market prisons lead to more compassion, or would they lead to a race to the bottom as far as cutting costs.
Would prisoners themselves want to share, you know, some of their earnings when, you know, because prisoners do make money in this country, share some of their earnings with their fellow prisoners in order to see the ones that refuse to work get treated better?
Well, that could be another thing is the people who refuse to work could depend on the charity of outsiders, whether they be insiders or outsiders. Maybe there would be charities out there who would want to take care of these, you know, lazy prisoners who didn't want to do anything.
Yeah, they might do it for a variety of reasons. They could be protesting something. Who knows what the reasons are.
It could be. But again, you know, what would it be like? Would we see – I would like to believe that we would see more compassionate prisons, prisons that are that would be designed towards getting somebody better and more healthy and community-oriented.
Well, I think that the first thing we need to say is before we even talk about prisons, we need to talk about why you would have a prison.
Mm-hmm.
What's the purpose of a prison? Because prisons are pretty bad at most of the things they're supposed to do. There's people have crimes committed against them. They're not made whole by people being sent to prison. They'd be made whole, or at least more whole than you possibly could, with restitution. Restitution's best done in
the
free world.
Sure.
Now, there may be organizations, like, say, for instance, Ian, I steal your car. I don't have insurance against my own, criminal acts or whatever. I have to pay maybe the judge says it's $10,000 for the car and $5,000 punitive for the fact that you stole it rather than sort of an accident or something like that. So $15,000 punitive damages. I don't have $15,000. So maybe there'll be companies that rise up that say, we'd be happy to give you that $15,000 for a contract to work for us for 6 months. We're going to be doing, fruit picking or, whatever it is. And it's probably going to be pretty awful conditions. Now, this is the equivalent of prison and hard, indentured servitude, hard labor, the things that we sentence people to. But at that point, you'd have the option. I would have the option as the thief. I'd have the option. Well, okay, this company's offering me $15,000 for 5.5 months labor. This one's for six. This one's for 6.5.
Yep.
This one promises these conditions. This one that conditions. Now, of course, the conditions can be changed at any time. We know there's always the bait and switch. But there would be media out there that would be interested in these kinds of things. So I think that we need to move from punishment and punitive measures more so to restitution, focusing on the victim, the person who's been harmed. Because in most cases now, the victim doesn't get much of a say in how somebody's punished.
Or if there is a victim, right? I mean, a lot of these people, like, as you pointed out, are in there for drug crimes. Of course, those aren't real crimes because there's no victim. So they just end up being slaves.
75% of the people who are in prison wouldn't be there at all if it wasn't for the drug war.
So, yeah, if you end the war on drugs and end all victimless crimes, prostitution, gambling, etc., then that would really cut down on the prison population. Then we could maybe focus more on what to do then.
And then when you've got somebody who's stolen something, you need to concentrate on restitution.
Right. If the person is sorry and, you know, willing to just kind of work on their own, keep working at their job and take a cut of their paycheck and send that to the victim, then they wouldn't need to go behind bars.
Right. I don't think everybody would want to see somebody go into this hard labor indentured servitude thing. If you stole my car, I may not say, well, you know, I want you to go into I want all my money right now. I might be able to say, okay, $1,000 a month for 15 months. That's cool. We can do that. But I just want you to understand, no more of the stealing stuff. You've learned your lesson, right? Because just about everybody who's listening to me has stolen something and learned from that experience. That's what has to happen is that somebody, basically you've got to steal something and learn from the experience, whether you do it at 4 or whether you do it at 14 or whether you do it at 24.
These are all great ideas, but implementing them. Boy,
it's impossible.
That's the tricky part.
There's a prison industrial complex, and the people that make the money off of the prison industrial complex don't want to let that go. They don't want to see the drug war go away. I've heard it. Wasn't it in California that it was the prison guard union that came out against marijuana legalization in when they had one of their referendums? I don't doubt it at all.
So, like, just getting decriminalization of marijuana is enough of a challenge to go in and say, hey, we don't think you should have to go to prison for 7 years. How about 3 years? That alone, getting that through a political process is tricky enough.
It sure is.
So, what we're talking about would require a major paradigm shift and or a major movement of people, which we can talk about that coming up.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free and bring up whatever you want here. At 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We're talking about some pretty important ideas here. The idea of getting the government out of corrections or imprisonment or rehabilitation, or what would it even be called? Would it be would rehabilitation be the best term? I think if it weren't government run, the idea of you know, taking somebody who was a threat to society and hopefully helping them be not a threat in the future before letting them out of this place.
Well,
rehabilitation?
No, mostly people react to consequences. So I don't think there's anything wrong with the term corrections. I think that what's wrong with the term is that people believe, you know, but that we're led to believe that anything like that is occurring. Well, I shouldn't say anything like that. I do think some people are corrected by the prison system. For instance, I went to prison and I didn't, you know, I didn't do what I was accused of doing, which is murder. I had never killed anybody. But what I did was I hung around the wrong places. I was doing a lot of wrong things. And if I hadn't been doing those things, I wouldn't have been around in a situation where this sort of thing can occur. And what I realized is like nothing that I was doing was worth this. And I did a cost benefit analysis of my behavior and came up, I don't want to do that anymore. But I think that I had the tools, you know, I understood I could choose not to do that. A lot of people, they're not raised in an atmosphere where they even understand how to go about doing the right stuff. And so I think the best thing for them in that situation is if they have to do restitution, oftentimes people will help them to get a job so that they can pay people back. And as far as I'm concerned, hard work covers a lot of ills. You learn life by doing a job. I got a job at 12 years old. I learned far more about pleasing people and the workplace than I ever did in the school that I was going to at the time.
So your experience would back up the person who says that prison should be uncomfortable, it should be awful, it should be undesirable.
The people saying that are a lot like me. Right. Those people who are, you know, haven't been to prison, but, you know, they've grown up middle class. They've lived a sort of privileged ethnic lifestyle. They don't know what it's like for other folks. So it's a lot easier to sit there and say, give them hell when you don't know anything like that. And I don't have. You know, this isn't about a crisis of conscience for me. I don't like convicts very much. I had to live with them for a long time, and the vast majority of them weren't very good people.
Mm-hmm.
But frankly, I worked on the outside, too, where there were a lot of people that weren't that great either. So what this is about is getting the best results for our money as far as what we're going to spend. And I think that inmates should have to pay for their own housing. The people that are dangerous enough that they actually have to be kept away from other people. That, to me, is the only purpose of prison, is that somebody who's so dangerous that they can't be with other folks, then...
And that would certainly bring the cost down. I mean, if that's all we're talking about, keeping in cages are people that are actually a danger to, physical danger to others.
Also recalcitrants. I'm willing to go after recalcitrants. So somebody steals something...
And they don't care.
And they refuse to make good, and then they steal more things, and they refuse to make good. Okay, a little time in the can for you might change your mind about this behavior.
But I would like to see more compassion, because there's some prisons out there that are pretty awful, and there's no way that you could argue that they're making better people when they get out of there. In fact, I've got an Ask Me Anything from Reddit that I want to share. It's a former jail employee, former corrections officer, kind of speaking out about his experience. But the bigger question was, how do we get from here to there? Because if people were to reform the jail system today, I think it would go in a different direction. I think it would go in a more angry, punish them kind of direction, because that seems to be what people
want. That's what's going on.
Right.
They don't want to see TVs in there.
Yeah.
TV's a great way to educate people.
Right. Pot would be a good thing to have in jails, too, from what I've heard.
I've heard prison guards tell me that I would like to see every inmate get a quarter ounce of marijuana every single week, be issued it.
Just because they'd chill out and take it easy. So, you know, bringing these ideas to the table, it's important to talk about them. I'm glad we're having this discussion, and we certainly have over the years. But actually seeing some of these things implemented, we're nowhere near that right now. And what can we do to help hasten that eventuality, hasten that future that we want to see? Well, I think the Free State Project is the best answer. And if you love the ideas of liberty, and of course those ideas reach much further beyond, you know, imprisoning people. The ideas of freedom, meaning you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't hurt anybody else, and that you understand in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free. If you get those concepts, then go check out the Free State Project. There are over 15,500 people who have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and to get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. We want to reach 20,000, so we're over 75% of the way to the ultimate goal of 20,000 people, and that 20,000 will have a five-year window of time in which to move once 20,000 is reached. So we're still trying to get to that 20,000 number. You can help us with that by signing up for the Free State Project right now at freestateproject.org. Do your due diligence. Check it out. This isn't just some sort of crazy pie-in-the-sky idea. This is actually happening. There are actually people who are here. Over 1,500 are already here in the state. There are more coming every single week.
You can call us and ask us questions. We'll give you our best answer.
It's true. So go to freestateproject.org. There's a great document there called the 101 Reasons to Move to New Hampshire. And that's, I found it very, very persuasive. It's why I moved early back in 2006. Hundreds of people, over 1,000 people have moved early for the Free State Project. We've got new people coming in all the time. And it's just such a great movement full of wonderful people. If we can get the right people together with the right ideas in the same geographic area, then maybe we'll actually have a shot at seeing some of them achieved in our lifetime and seeing some more freedom come about. FreeStateProject.org. We go to Dave. He's in Vegas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. I wanted to comment on the prison discussion. I mean, I think you guys have a lot of good ideas that you're throwing out there. And that there's a lot of things that can be done, but I think it's contingent upon, you know, getting rid of victimless crimes and also, you know, changing kind of the whole justice system. Because right now with these privatized prisons, I mean, there's incentives for them to keep the jails full. I think some of them even have contracts where, you know, it has to be at like a 90% occupancy or, you know, I don't know what the specifics are, but it might be.
The private prisons just want bodies. They just like the state prisons. They want bodies in cells so they can get money, period.
Right. And we kind of have just a prison mentality as far as, you know, you hear people talk about whatever crime and everyone's, you know, most people say, oh, yeah, they should go to jail or whatever. I don't think most of these people have ever been to jail or really even think about.
No way.
Like, you know, and I was in jail like 2.5 days, and that's just for being arrested and waiting for bail. But, I mean, they have to understand that, you know, you're taking away someone's freedom. So, no, never
people
mind
don't
how
want
bad
to think about jail.
The conditions are.
You're right, Dave. They don't want to think about jail. If you've got more, you can hang on. We'll bring you back here in a moment. But they don't want to think about it. I remember there was a big controversy here in Keene, New Hampshire a few years ago when they were talking about building a new jail. The old jail was out in a town, you know, to the west of Keene. You know, if you had to drive a half an hour to get to this old jail, and it was out in the middle of nowhere. The new jail's on a major road going into Keene, and everybody sees it. It's up there on like a little, you know, hill, and it's really obvious. And people don't want to see a jail. They don't want to think about these things.
Self-reliance,
survival supplies,
survival skills,
national experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations,
walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free. 855-450-FREE. We're talking about prisons. Actually, coming up, I've got the Ask Me Anything from Reddit. A former corrections officer has a lot to say about his experience inside a very horrible place. Place where even he did not want to be. We'll give you more information about that. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. And one thing that I'm sure you don't miss from prison was the prison coffee. Mark, did you ever try that stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they had. Yep, I drank the prison coffee.
Sure. Yeah, not so great.
Nope, not so great. There's nothing good about that. Yeah, as a matter of fact, we have BuzzBox that we work with here on the show. The intention is that we're trying to get 1,000 listeners to help us to fund 100 microloans. They're going to buy their coffee through BuzzBox. Now, what I found out today is, Ian, I guess I was half right and half wrong when I told you that the BuzzBox microloans go towards funding people to get into the coffee co-op. Mm-hmm. So BuzzBox actually has two microloans that go into their process. One's through Agro, which this is an organization that helps people get into their coffee co-op, and then they buy the coffee from mm-hmm. them specifically. 100% of their coffee is, produced in this fashion. And this is how they can call themselves sort of fair trade. Now, many businesses that call themselves fair trade, they only have to have like 20% or some percentage of their coffee done in some fashion that they call fair trade. And it's not even done in this way necessarily, because the intention here is that these are small coffee farmers, not big coffee companies. That's the idea there. So, but secondarily, also, the purchase price includes microloans through World Vision, which go to help people set up all kinds of businesses and
communities
around the world.
Right, because I saw some of that on the coffee.freetalklive.com website, right, where people were starting other businesses.
And I thought those were sort of people that were in the coffee co-op that had time to do other businesses while they were growing coffee, shade-grown coffee. And apparently not. So this is double fair trade, essentially, coffee. It's you go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Get a free pound. You sign up for the subscription. Yes, it's a subscription. And yes, you can cancel at any time.
And yes, you can adjust your frequency of delivery as well.
Right. And this is great coffee. You will not be disappointed in the coffee. You'll have your coffee, the coffee issue will be taken care of in your life. You'll have coffee delivered to you at a regular basis, the timeliness that you want. And it's really, it's awesome to have, to be involved in this program. And it's not expensive compared to other high-end coffees. Yes, if you're used to sort of grocery store coffee, it's going to be more costly than that. But it is better, and in this case, you're helping people live better lives. Also, this coffee is significantly better for you. It's 100% organic. It's shade-grown, which means the people who get the acid reflux from coffee can drink shade-grown in many cases. It's top 1% Arabica grade. Much of the stuff that you're getting at these coffee stores, either grocery or the chain coffee places, this stuff's been sitting around. It's been moldy and that kind of thing. You know, it's not as good as the BuzzBox coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com.
We've really been digging into the prison issue here tonight. I love it. We didn't come to the table with this topic tonight. Someone just happened to call about it, and it's led into what's been over an hour-long discussion thus far. You're welcome to add your thoughts in here at 855-450-FREE, and I think it's really useful because, as we were saying, and Dave is still with us here in Vegas. We're going to bring him back. As we were saying, people don't want to think about this issue. If they do think about it, the thoughts are usually, punish them hard, and that's it. Then they brush it off the table, and that's the end of that. But people don't want to think about prisons. They don't want to think about the differences between the prisoners, how many of them don't belong there, drug offenders, etc., these people who have not actually ever harmed another human being. These people don't belong behind bars, but people don't want to think about those discrepancies. They just see prison as a place, or jail, either one, as a place for bad people. And as I was explaining, I heard some of that on local talk radio here in Keene, New Hampshire, where the main complaint about moving to this new jail, this $40 million jail that they built here, which I've spent 2 months of my life in.
For civil disobedience.
Correct. The main complaint about this jail wasn't the $40 million. It was the fact that it was on a major road and that people would have to see the jail, and therefore they would have to think about the fact that there is a jail and think about the kind of people that might be in that jail. All of these thoughts might cross someone's mind if they're driving down the road and they happen to see this facility on their way to and from work or to go recreate or whatever. And people didn't want that. They didn't want it. It didn't stop them from building it. But that was one of the main objections, was that we don't even want to see this. We don't want to have to think about people in jail. You just put them in this place so we don't have to think or do anything about them. And I think that that's unfortunate, and I think we do need to think about these issues and really talk about them. So, Dave, what else did you have to share tonight?
Yeah, no, just that, along with what you're saying, is that people don't think about it, because if they did, first of all, they don't realize that, you're having your freedom taken away, never mind all the other horrible stuff about jail and how you're treated and things like that. But, try locking yourself in your bedroom for a month. You'd probably go nuts.
Try it for a day.
But depends who's in there with you, I guess. But,
You're in a completely different kind of prison than I was, Dave.
A lot of people will say, well, it's not, jail's not tough enough. You're having your freedom taken away. And then you have, guards that are degrading you. And most of the people that are in jail, as you're kind of saying, are either, nonviolent offenders or even if something was a crime. A lot of crimes, shouldn't even be crimes, but never mind that. Even if they are crimes, you shouldn't be going to jail for them. Like what you did, you shouldn't be in jail for that. I don't even think it should be a crime, but let's assume it should be. Hey, should you be in jail for that? You know what I mean? Should it be something that's like a fine? If it's a crime at all?
Yeah, but I don't want to pay the fine either. Yeah.
Ian won't pay the fine.
what I'm saying is, my point being that we have a jail culture that it's like, let's just throw everybody in jail. Like, that's the solution.
Yeah, and it hasn't solved anything. at all. Dave, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. Do appreciate it at 855-450-FREE. You know, you don't start to care. I think the average person doesn't ever care about jail or think about jail until it strikes close to home, until either they have been put there personally or a direct loved one, a family member, a spouse.
That's more and more people now.
It's true. And so more people are more likely to be concerned about this, but that's really what it takes. Otherwise, it's completely off the table. People don't talk about it. It's not even an issue for them. And you're right, Mark. More victimless crimes means more people are spending time in really horrible places and coming to realize how bad things are out there.
It is another indictment, I think, on sort of American culture. Much of American culture, Christian. These people tend to be very influential in their communities. Bible's very specific about visiting prisoners. Christians don't do it very often.
Really?
Very few people do it. And
the Bible says you're not supposed to do that?
No, it says you're supposed to
do it. You are.
Right. Well, consider, almost every one of the disciples was in prison. Mm. You know, they were civil disobedience. They believed so firmly in their ideas that they were willing to go to jail for them. And, yeah, Christians don't see it that way any longer. They're not doing oftentimes these visits to prisons. These are the houses of worship for the privileged. Christians have once again turned into the Pharisees and the Sadducees that Jesus came to speak against. I think that's just an aside. But when it comes to solving the problem of incarceration, I think the first thing we have to look at is victimless crimes. Once you can move those off the table, you move the war on drugs off the table, I think we're going to diminish the number of people who are even going to be incarcerated. You're going to cut it in probably 3/4 of the people.
Absolutely.
Won't even go to prison because lots of people go to prison to feed a drug habit.
Lots and then they get to feed their habit while they're on the inside.
No,
ironically
yeah,
enough.
There's not as many drugs in prison as you would like to believe, Ian, but they are available if you have the money.
If you've got the money. So, we'll come back with more. In fact, next, I'll get to, unless your calls certainly come first here at 855-450-FREE. But otherwise, we've got coming up the jail guard, the corrections officer, who is speaking out on Reddit. We'll share that with you coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with Bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin general store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll free here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype us at username lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us in that way if you prefer. In fact, I prefer it. If you've got the choice, go ahead and Skype in to the show. We will get you on the air and you'll sound better most always than if you're on the phone, unless there's something wrong with your internet connection that could really ruin it for Skype. So don't be torrenting in the background with, like, sucking up your whole upstream bandwidth. But otherwise, you'll be good. Anyway, our Skype username, lrn.fm, send a contact request. We will accept it, and it'll be easy for you to connect with us from that point forward. Plus, it's easy for you to connect with Free Talk Live archives. Just go and click and download. They're yours right there on the front page. You get the last 7 days' worth right there, easily accessible on the front page. And if you want to go back further, you can just click over into our archives, the MP3 archives section, and that goes back to late 2006. In addition to our audio archives, we're now doing video archiving of Free Talk Live on our YouTube channel. You can go to youtube.freetalklive.com to access that real quick and easy, and then you can watch the last couple weeks worth of the show. It's relatively new. We're doing this, you know, it's a new thing for us, doing video archiving. We've been doing video live during the show for a few years, but actually archiving those videos and saving them onto YouTube so you can go and access them anytime and watch us picking our nose or doing whatever it is that we're doing on video, because we're usually not thinking about the fact that the cams are on. You can do
all
that.
Is that what happened to you today? Because I don't think that happens to me.
No, I don't know. I'm sure it's happened at some point.
Somebody's going to need a freeze frame of that.
That's what I'm saying. There's all kinds of interesting freeze frames now. You know, because have you ever done that, Mark, where you play back a video and just freeze a frame and just watch yourself make ridiculous faces, even though you didn't intend to? Now our listeners can do that to
us. Stopped videos and looked at that, yeah. Okay.
So you can do that now, youtube.freetalklive.com. Go there and check that out. So you can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. We're going to go to the phones and your thoughts, or actually in this case to Skype, where Mike is on with us here, and it's actually State Representative Mike Sylvia here in New Hampshire. He's a Free State Project participant. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, welcome.
We had some fun today down at the State House, stopped another bad gun bill.
Tell us about it.
This was an interesting case. A couple of weeks ago, we had HPV 1589, which was a gun background check, which was really horrible. And because we killed that one, they decided, the sponsor of that bill decided, that they would attach essentially the same bill as an amendment to a different bill, in fact, sponsored by a gun supporter. So they attached it to that, which was very much against the rules, but doesn't matter because they have the majority. So we fought it again today. And
who has the majority? And the House is a Democratic majority? Yeah, I guess it is.
Well, you know, the statists have the majority, but
that much is true. Yes,
the Democrats in this particular case are in control. But we managed to stop a bad gun bill from getting through today.
Excellent.
And there was an interesting, unexpected debate on tanning for people under the age of 18.
Yeah, this is an interesting one, really.
It really was. And the ending of the that particular debate was particularly good. So a big fight turned out on this, and they wanted to make sure that children or young people under the age of 18 could not go get themselves tanned, which could be a problem if you're going on vacation to Florida and you're going to be out in some pretty harsh sun. You might want to get a little bit of pre-tanning done. So in the end, after a lot of fighting back and forth, which was kind of unexpected, at the very last moment, Steve Allencourt, one of our really great speakers. He really throws it out there sometimes, and it's great to and entertaining to listen to him. He made the point at the very end, as they were making a motion to indefinitely postpone debate, he made the point that if this were to pass, it would be legal for someone under 18 to get an abortion, but they could not tan.
Right. A 14-year-old would be able to get an abortion in New Hampshire without parental consent, but would not be able to get a tan with parental consent.
Yeah, it's just crazy. And the indefinite postponement is like the crushing tabling of all kinds.
It's great news.
Really, it's over, and it can't be brought back up again.
Cool. At least not this session, right? It could be brought up in 2 years.
Yeah, it could, but it kind of sends the message that this is really, really bad. So,
well, excellent. Yeah. Thank you for the legislative update, Mike. Was there anything else you wanted to share?
You're welcome. Well, I've been to the Cheshire County Jail, and I was not one of their inmates. I was a guest and took the tour of the place, and it's huge and tremendously oversized. It's crazy.
It is, but it's a lot of worse places to be kept than the Cheshire County Jail, that's for sure.
It's nice.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's nice accommodations, but it really doesn't need to be that monstrously big.
I agree, and it's usually full of people who don't belong in behind bars. Mike, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE, and also our Skype, lrn.fm. Could you hear the squealing behind him?
I heard like little noises.
Yeah, I don't think it went out over most of our radio stations, but there's sometimes sometimes Skype has some issues. But anyway, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. We got the corrections officer, former corrections officer. Any thoughts, though, Mark, on the tanning thing? Were you watching that?
I watch the news, unlike yourself. I pay attention. I listen to the radio.
Uh-huh.
That is mostly how I get my news. But, yeah, I heard about that. So one thing I was thinking of as far as the Cheshire County Jail, I read a book one point about castles and dungeons and these sorts of things, and basically they had to have some prisoners. So this is the assumption, because I can't see how people would necessarily know what counts and dukes were thinking in the past. But you had a dungeon and a castle, you just had to have some prisoners. So they just had people in there, and it's kind of like you build the prison big enough, and you just got to put people in the beds.
Mm-hmm. So, to the story from Ask Me Anything on Reddit. Now, for those of you who don't know, Reddit is a social bookmarking website. We have actually integrated Reddit onto the front page over at freetalklive.com, meaning that you can submit content and vote as to whether you like or dislike that content. So, if you find something that you think's interesting, that you think we'll think is interesting, that you think our audience will appreciate, you can submit it over at freetalklive.com. You have to have a Reddit account in order to do that. And you link your Reddit account into your Freetalk Live account, and it's a very short process, only takes a moment. And at that point, you'd be good to go for submitting content to the front page of our website, where it can be voted up or voted down. In fact, if you go to freetalklive.com right now, you'll see, as you scroll down the page, all the content that was created by listeners like
you, the number one story, even though it's not the top voted story, I don't know how they figure this stuff out, but the number one story right now is the future of robbery. Below that, Edward Snowden's TED Talk, which I have not yet taken the time to watch, but it has been highly recommended. In fact, it is the most voted story on our front page with a bunch of votes. So you can go to freetalklive.com. You can see and get interactive in that way. But one of the things they do on Reddit, and on Reddit there's different subreddits, as they're called, so different interests have their own subreddit. So Free Talk Live has a subreddit.
Right.
This one is the Ask Me Anything subreddit, but subreddits can also do Ask Me Anything. The idea is that there are certain people who people are interested in asking questions of. So, you know, a celebrity, for instance, a newsmaker of some sort. Or in this case, someone you've never heard of, but you might be very, very interested in what they have to say.
In their job, right.
So this person worked at a jail, and he writes this. And by the way, Ask Me Anything, you have to prove who you are. You can't just be somebody who claims, yeah, I worked to jail and then make a bunch of stuff up. You actually have to show some evidence of your claims to the people who are to the people who administrate the Ask Me Anything forum.
Okay.
So the idea being here, this is not bunk, that this person is a legit former corrections officer.
I didn't doubt him for a moment.
Have you read this?
No, there's just no shortage of people who are ex-correctional officers.
So, here we go. I saw horrific beatings happen at his jail almost every day.
No, people didn't get beaten. They fell up the stairs.
I saw inmates being beat senseless for not moving fast enough. I saw inmates urinate on themselves because they had been chained up for hours and officers refused to let them use the bathroom. This didn't happen because they were busy. This happened because it was fun. I saw an old man be beat bad enough to be taken to the hospital because he didn't respond to a verbal order right after he took out his hearing aids, which he was ordered to do. I was fired after I caught the beating of a triple amputee, you read that right, on video, and I got 7 officers fired for brutality. Don't believe me? Here's a still from the video. This is 1 second of over 14 minutes of this poor man being beaten with a mop handle, kicked, punched, and thrown around. As you can see in the video, he's down in the left-hand corner, naked and cowering, while being sprayed with pepper spray and surrounded by uniformed agents. We'll come back with the rest of his story, what happened to him, and why he finally left this horrifying position. Corrections officer. 855-450-FREE. We'll tell that coming up here in hour 3. Plus, good news for cannabis.
MeowBit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. MeowBit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, MeowBit. Go to MeowBit.com. That's MeowBit.com.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast, even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up. Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.